Krishna Tara Koila Prabhu Rama Rai Kame Utai Te Seya Uttama Vastu Pai Ache Krishna Tara Koila Prabhu Rama Rai Kame Utai Te Seya Uttama Vastu Pai Ache Krishna Tara Koila Prabhu Rama Rai Aphrodite to raise, send her that person. Uttama, best. Vastu, metal. Paya, guts. Aicha, so also. Prashna Uttara, questions and answers. Kaina, have done. Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rama Raya and Ramananda Raya. Translation. Both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya worked like miners excavating all kinds of valuable metals, each one better than the other. The questions and answers are exactly like that. Copper, bell metal, silver, gold, touchstone. Some of the metals. Touchstone is more valuable than gold. Because the touchstone can bear more gold. So sometimes a devotee is described. Ramchak calls up the Vyaschak. Professor Nabhiyajak. But a desire to can fulfill all desires of everyone. Because they're absorbed in Krishna's service. And Krishna says, Bhaktyamam avijanati yavam yaschasam tattvataha. I can tattvatam tattvavishatetvatamantra. I can be known only by devotional service. Krishna is really easily captured by devotional service, and because the devotee has captured Krishna, or shall we say Krishna allows himself to be purchased or bought, then the devotee who has Krishna can give him to others. Therefore that's the reason of desire for, because he can give Krishna. Nobody but a pure devotee can give Krishna away, because no one else has Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing how one should inquire from the authorized source. One should be very eager to hear from pure devotee like Ramananda Roy. This discussion is all about devotional service, Krishna. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada's books are like touchstone. And one can get anything he wants from these books. Sometimes Prabhupada said, whatever we have achieved in our movement, it's from these books. All the credibility, the money, the devotees, the knowledge, the purity, the mercy, everything. It's coming from these books. So should neglect. Reading these books, hearing from them, as Ramananda Roy and Bhakti Pandya Mahaprabhu are discussing, much chitama gata prana, bodhiyantak parasparam katiyantas chamamucham, shanti cha vimanti cha. That's why the devotees train in their lives and surrender them for they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. By hearing about Krishna, by speaking about Krishna, what happens? You become attached more to Krishna. So it becomes just like anything that we hear about, we become attached to it. Anything we speak about, we become attached to it. It's money, we like to hear about money, love to hear about those who have lots of money. Maybe you know some people, they can tell you who the wealthiest people are in the world, and they meditate on them. What they do, what they say, how they, when they write, if some wealthy person writes a book, it becomes a bestseller. Because everybody wants to learn how to get what he got. But hearing chanting about money, my grandfather told me that money is God. So if someone considers money God, then he wants to hear about it and speak about it and meditate on it, look at it. He likes to see the beautiful homes owned by the wealthy. Everything connected with money. Or if someone's attached to women or men or sports, whatever it may be, by concentrating on that, jayate o vishaya punsa sangate shupa jayate sangat sanjayate kama kama krodha pujayate. By meditating, one becomes attachment develops. And from attachment, lust develops. And lust, anger. So, anger. Envy. Anger, another way of describing anger is envy. I become envious when someone else is ahead of me, or I don't get what I want. And generally what I want is to be the supreme enjoyer. How can I be the supreme enjoyer if someone else is apparently enjoying more than I am? It's hard for me to say I'm enjoying driving this old clunker car if someone else is driving a very luxurious new car. It's hard for me to continue thinking I'm a supreme enjoyer. So I become envious and angry. Why didn't my boss give me a raise so I could have a better car? Anyway. Let's go on. We're supposed to cover some verses, so I'll read the Bengali. Aradina Raya Pasha Udaya Magila Udayara Kale Tamre E Agya Dina. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged Ramananda Rai, give him permission to leave. And at the time of farewell, the Lord gave him the following orders. Ishaya chadiya tuni jahan mila chale amiti tukari tamha asibab aupakare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, give up all material engagements come to Jagannath Puri. I will return there very soon after finishing my tour and pilgrimage. So this is probably Dr. Desh Guru Rajatana. He was playing the part of the student, but actually he's the guru, and Ramananda Rai knew that. So, although Ramananda Rai was already so advanced, he was governor of Madras, Chennai, modern day Chennai, and he did an excellent job in his governorship, but in addition to that, he was the highest level of pure devotional service. What is the need to change anything? There was no need, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his association. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going back there, and the last years of his stay on this earth wanted to absorb himself in discussing the intimate pastimes of the Lord. And there are not so many people he could discuss with. Even to discuss these intimate, elevated topics, even Lord Chaitanya didn't discuss with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, such a great scholar, advanced devotee, but Ramananda Rai, Shri Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, and Mahita's sister. They were so advanced that they could be of assistance to him in his relishing mellows. That was another. Many things are accomplished when the Lord comes. Yada yada hi dhamma sadyami vati bhavata dhamma na dhamma sadyami na sadyami na sadyami to establish religious principles whenever the Dhammagrani happens. Krishna wants to re-establish religious principles. But in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special incarnation, he's giving the highest love of Krishna. Momaha Bhadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayaka Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna. But no incarnation is ever given before Lord Chaitanya is given. What is that? Highest state of Krishna. He's giving it so freely to even the most unqualified. In fact, one great acharya has written a song. You're especially the savior of the most fallen, and there's no one more fallen than me, therefore my claim is first. Well, that gives us a lot of encouragement, because it's going to come back to school if he's claiming to be the most fallen. We're in a very good position to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. With great certainty assure everyone that we're more fallen than Maritan Das Thakur. I think we can assure that. So therefore our claim is first. And between ourselves we may compete these claims. But anyway, there's no first and last in Krishna consciousness, there's no duality, it's a dvaita. So everything is on the absolute transcendental platform of Raya, no diminution. So we're very, how fortunate can we be? The fact that we're here in company of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Krishna Balaram, we're so fortunate. How is it possible? It's the mercy of this special incarnation of the Lord, because he's given to the most fallen, Papa came to America to distribute Lord Chaitanya's mercy on the work, so we can claim, our claim is first, and we can take credit that he's supposed to bring the most fallen country, leading the world to the bottomless pit of degradation. We can't be too proud I was in Greece once, and I took a bus from Greece to Romania. Long bus, old bus, long ride. And on the bus, there were some people from Romania, and they had McDonald's hamburgers, Marlboros, and Jack Daniels. This is America's contribution to the world. But now, there's a good chance that America can contribute Vaishnavism, pure Vaishnavism. And the more we practice it, pick it up, and distribute it, then it'll be the United States of Vaikuntha. And the whole world can be benefited. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Jagannath Puri to give up his occupation. It's obligatory at a certain stage of life so that one can prepare, even though one may be happily situated in a particular situation. At the last stage, or the near that stage, one has to renounce even that. Why? Because if you remember to fix the mind completely on Krishna without any other consideration, and to set the example for others. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example, even Krishna. So many examples. And there's the Varnashram system. And as we heard, Lamaya Sanyas is one of the items. But sannyas doesn't just mean a change of dress. It means that one gives up all attachments to everything except serving Krishna. All the results go to Krishna. Ramananda Rai took it immediately, without any hesitation, the instruction, and he went there. In fact, he even got special blessings from King Prataparupada. the nature of devotional service, if one carries out the instructions of the spiritual master and Krishna, then all the demigods and everyone assists, everyone gives their blessings. Even if someone becomes angry or says government is cruel, that's also part of Krishna's mercy. It's like Indra being angry at the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna told them, stop this Indra Yajna. So they did it. And Indra became furious. And torrents of rain. It seemed as though everything was going to be inundated. But it was a great opportunity for the residents of Vrindavan to take shelter of Krishna. They had already taken shelter of Krishna, but this was to intensify it even more. And they did. They cried out to Krishna, please save us. And Krishna did. In a most unprecedented and extraordinary way. Text 298. Vijane Nila Chala Raiba Eka Sanghe Sute Goinaiba Kala Krishna Kata Ramye. Two of us shall remain together at Jagannath Puri and happily pass our time discussing Krishna. Aitabali Ramananda Kari Alindana Kamre Kare Kataya Kari Lashayana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Sri Ramananda Roy, and after sending him back to his home, the Lord took rest. Katakale Uti Prabhu Deki Hanuman Kande Namaskari Prabhu Dakshina Kari Lathayam. After rising from bed next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the local temple where there was a deity of Hanuman. After offering him obeisances, the Lord departed for South India.
In almost all the cities and towns of India, there are temples of Hanumanji, the eternal servant of Lord Ramchandra. There's even a temple of Hanuman near Govindaji temple in Vrindavan. Formerly this temple was in front of the Gopalji temple, but the Gopalji deity went to Orissa to remain as Shachi Gopal. Being the eternal servant of Lord Ramchandra, Hanumanji has been respectfully worshipped for many hundreds and thousands of years. Here, even Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example in showing how one should offer respects to Hanumanji.
Hanuman, such a great personality, who's specifically displayed the service of Dasam, carrying out orders to the Lord, is always ready. Whatever order given by Lord Ramachandra, no matter how difficult it might be, he took it up and was empowered to fulfill that, even to the point of carrying back a whole mountain with the herbs for saving Lakshman. Even feeding Brahma, feeding the poison, finding out where Sita was. All these things were accomplished for Hanuman. His character was so great as a Brahmachari, Manishtika Brahmachari. Even though he was such a good soul, so intimate, still, he never tried to enjoy anything of this world, but rather just to love Brahmachari, just to serve. We heard yesterday about those devotees who perform austerities in devotional service. Their hearts don't get hard, but rather their hearts get softer and softer. And Radha Krishna are always pleased. There's even painting, famous painting of Hanuman, and he's showing what's in his heart. Sita Ram, something else. But we pray to Hanuman that please be merciful to us, bless us, that we can also follow in your footsteps some degree, and we can perform some meaningful service. After all, Prabhupada compared his followers to the monkey followers of Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra only had monkeys out of his army. He couldn't take the army from Ayodhya. He went without any. But he found some monkeys and he engaged them with their help. He was successful in bringing back Sita and Sita Radha. Similarly, Prabhupada found some and he engaged them in devotional service. And even though it seems that the opposition is in a much more powerful position. They have money, they have power, they have so many different developments and even technology and everything. But still, the unsophisticated followers of Srila Prabhupada are having some success in returning Sita, goddess of fortune, and spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's amazing that it's actually happening. Kriti Gopi Achyata Nagarati Kuram Sadhaka Krishna Ardha Manamai. And you're to be congratulated for your contribution here. Such a nice community. I was thinking devotees like to move to the natural because they want to be in the association of devotees, in a community of devotees. That's the Vaikuntha mood. That's the back to Godhead motto, back to home, back to Godhead. And associating with the devotees, serving the Lord, that's what they do in the spiritual world. That's, they want not to give up the association. Asat sanga tyaga e vaishnava achara. What is characteristics of a devotee is that he gives up the association of non-devotees. And this is the alternative. To live in the association of devotees, give up the association of non-devotees, accept Bali Sheshu, to be Kripa merciful to the innocent. The innocent are not non-devotees. Well, they may be non-devotees, but they are more like children. They're more innocent. And when children are given good instruction and guidance, and they are usually malleable by going out and preaching and finding the innocent ones and those who want to hear about the absolute truth and solve the problems of life. And then we invite them to come, stay with us, associate with us, and join us for going back to home, back to Godhead. Text 301 also, this will be our last text. Vyapure nanamata loka vasayata prabhudarshane vaishnava vailochari nitramata. All the residents of Vidyanagara were of different faiths, but after seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they abandoned their own faiths and became Vaishnavas. The Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, writes, that actually there's only one religion, and that is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because it's the pinnacle, the ultimate of all religion is not just to believe in God. Believing in God is good, that's, or believing in goodness, or believing in the energy of the Supreme, or love. This is a step in the right direction. Like nowadays, generally people say they believe in God, but not really personal very much. Somewhat impersonal. That's just scratching the surface. But one can go much further than that. You can know who God is, what he looks like, what his name is, what his address, his activities, his plans, means, all his pastimes. Why not take advantage of that? If one is actually interested and believes in God, then you think that they would want to hear about him. That's a qualification. If someone's actually interested in God, then he wants to hear about him, see him all the time. Like if I say I love someone, and say, well, I can bring you to that person. But no, that's okay. I don't love him that much, but I want to be with him all the time. But that's what it means to be a lover of God, is to want to be with him all the time. It's not that we're afraid, as in some of our relationships, that if I'm with him too much, I'll get tired of the person. Therefore, we have to keep separate sometimes. Because the relationship will go sour. That's material. But on the spiritual platform, the relationship doesn't go sour, it just keeps getting sweeter and sweeter. The more Srimati Radharani serves Krishna, her love increases by thousands of times. And then when Krishna sees her love increasing, then his love increases, and this way it just exponentially goes on. Thank you for your kind attention. If there's any questions.
Now, as you mentioned this analogy of reclaiming Sita, Lava with the monkeys reclaim Sita. So how does that analogy work with Prabhupada and his devotees reclaiming, you mentioned reclaiming
Sita? Goddess of fortune, from Lakshmi. Lakshmi should be reclaimed, and she should be given back to Rama. Because Ravana had kidnapped Sita for his own enjoyment. But she can't be enjoyed. Lakshmi is not meant to be enjoyed. It actually cannot be enjoyed. We may think that if we have wealth and we're going to use it separate from Narayan, we'll actually just suffer. But we may think we're going to get some pleasure out of it. But Ravana, he had a great plan. She's going to be, I have so many women already, that she will be the topmost, and for sure she'll surrender to me because I'm so great. And I have so much wealth and opulence, and all women are attracted to those things. That was his meditation. But it turned out that he didn't enjoy her, wasn't allowed to enjoy her, and he lost his kingdom, he lost his family, he lost his very life, everything. That's what happens when you... So the devotees are very merciful. They want to help bring back Lakshmi or Sita to Rome. That's why we go out. Book distribution is a nice way to do that because they give up some of their Lakshmi and they get Lord Ramachandra also. So, combination of both.
Definition in the dictionary of Pakistan is completely different than the definition of Hindi. Where did we get this definition? Pakistani, Pakistani when becomes gold.
Where do we get it?
Yeah.
Well, we get it at least one place we get it from this. Which, you know, was a worshiper of Lord Shiva. I'm afraid I want the most valuable thing. And he said, go to where I touched on the most valuable thing. So he said, go to Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan. And he went there. And Sanatana, he said, I want the most valuable thing. A touchstone. Said, oh, touchstone, yes, it's over there in the cottage. So he got it, he found it, and he went, and he was turning things into gold, everything was working. But then he realized that he must have had something more valuable because he kept it in such an obscure place. But then he asked, do you have something more valuable? He said, yes, throw away the touchstone. Threw it away and then he started in the Mahamantra. So that's one place for learning about the Pakistan. Proper Pakistan law.
Chintamani is touchstone. Chintamani is an actual substance in the spiritual world, and there's a mystical gem which exists in the material world that actually turns things into gold. Like other jewels have mystical potency, and the actual name of the stone is Chintamani, which means conscious jewel. And Srila Prabhupada has taken the gross English appellation touchstone and applied it to this actual phenomenon. And in the dictionary it says that a touchstone, what people think a touchstone is something that you scratch it on a stone and it shows you whether it's gold or not. by the color, the tone, that's what they call the texting. And rather than just you and others, other child, well, we just use this term to refer to that, because there's no English word for that mystical gem.
Okay.
Two small pastimes related to this Hanumanji temple in Vrindavan that I heard one story from the godbrother of Gaurai Maharaj. Went for a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Ranganathji temple, and as Srila Prabhupada, one Ram Bhakta, that's good. Then Srila Prabhupada stopped his cane on the floor like a knock. Like, Hare Krishna. And this Indian gentleman said, Ram Ram. Then Prabhupada chuckled and laughed and then walked all the way to the other side of the Ramanaji temple. And then Prabhupada stopped for a few minutes and then he came back again and they met again on the almost same spot. And Prabhupada again stopped and he says, Krishna. And then Indian gentleman says, Ram, Ram. Then Prabhupada laughed again and he says, they should know this most important pastime of Lord Ram in relation to our understanding of who is Radha Krishna. Then Prabhupada narrated a story that when in after the in between the Rashtra with Srimati Radharani, and when in the very deep forest, Srimati Radharani, that time Lord Ram appeared there. And Lord Ram, with all paraphernalia for worshipping Radha Krishna. And Prabhupada says, Lord Ram actually loves to worship Radha Krishna. That's his deity. So even though it's a same personality, Krishna and Ram, but Lord Ram worship Radha Krishna, according to Prabhupada. That's the one story. Another pastime of this Hanumanji, that the Muslims, when they, at least Aurangzeb time, after breaking the top tower of Madan Mohanji temple, the armies, they started still going to other temples, and they came near Govindaji temple, and then as they were passing by to this temple, Prabhupada in the purport put it, Hanumanji temple, Hanumanji came out roaring with millions of monkeys and chased those Muslims away so far that there was no record that Muslim ever came to do any harm to Vrindavan.
Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.